听力课堂，听 class.com。
Free podcast，
无限播客。
Surrogacy on the rise，
代孕成风。
This week, Sarah Jessica Parker and her husband Matthew Broderick revealed they're expecting twins with the help of a surrogate mother. The Sex and the City star and her husband joined a long line of celebrities and regular folks who've chosen this path to parenthood. As NBC's Rahima Ellis reports, surrogacy has become a booming industry.
The star of Sex and the City and her real-life leading man have joined a growing list of the rich and famous, expanding their families through surrogacy. But it's not just for celebrities.
You're the best.
Michael and Melissa Mussman's six-month-old son, Sean, was born through a surrogate mother, using a donor egg and the father's sperm.
I had gone through radiation treatments and really didn't know what the inside looked like. There was a lot of damage done to that area.I just didn't want to transfer an embryo and then miscarry.
Surrogacy became a widespread option for parenting in the 1970s with in vitro fertilization. There are no precise numbers on how many occur each year, because despite the celebrity fanfare around surrogacy, not everyone tells. Several states, including New York, New Jersey, Michigan, and the District of Columbia, refuse to recognize surrogacy contracts at all. That's why the Mussmans, a Brooklyn couple, hired a surrogate in Illinois, where the practice is recognized.
In the state of New York, it is illegal to compensate someone to carry a baby for you.
Parker and Broderick's twin daughters are expected to be born this summer through surrogacy.A practice that's giving more and more people a way to parent.
And joining us this morning are some women who have had children through surrogacy. You probably recognize Joan London, the longest running host of early morning television, currently hosting Health Corner on Lifetime. She's also the mother of two sets of twins through a surrogate, Max and Kate,
yes.
And Kim and Jack. Also joining us, a surrogate attorney, Melissa Brisman, who had three children with the help of a surrogate. Ladies, great to have you. Good morning to both
of you. Nice to be here.
Joan, you were one of the first to talk about this publicly, and I wonder at the time if you thought there would be some kind of backlash, or if people would, you point out, people said, she must be selfish for having another woman want to carry the baby.
To me, the having a children is the antithesis of being selfish. And, you know, these days, we are a generation that's having trouble conceiving. So these are medical miracles that are wonderful, that give viable options to people. I talked about it because, quite clearly, I knew I couldn't come in under the radar with this one. But also because, you know, you usually hear on the news only the sad stories, the terrible endings. And I wanted there to be some counterbalance. We had a wonderful experience. If you do it right, you do your homework, and you get, you know, good legal help so that contracts are drawn up ahead of time,
right.
You can have a wonderful experience and end up with the babies. And that's what it's all about, is parenting.
Have the celebrities that we're talking about now, the Dennis Quaids, the Angela Bassetts, has that helped the cause or hurt it, do you think?
Well, maybe it brings it out so it's talked about. Certainly, I'm here today. You asked me to be here today. The only thing I worry about is this sensationalistic, you know, scrutiny of how they go about it. They ask questions that, quite frankly, your neighbor shouldn't ask you, let alone the public who doesn't even know you. And I always worry that it might discourage a woman out there from using a viable option that's available to her. So that's why I always want to bring it back to center. This is about creating families.
Right.
And if she was getting a heart transplant or a liver transplant, we wouldn't be questioning
sure.
her motives.
Melissa, when a young couple comes to you and looks for advice, I mean, this is a process, right? It's going
Absolutely.
To cost them a fair amount of money, and it's going to take a lot of time. What
Absolutely.
Do you tell them?
Well, the first thing I go over is the whole process and how emotional it is, because it's really not usually a question of whether or not you can have a baby this way, because it is a viable option, but it comes with a host of emotions and things and all sorts of people that need to be put together. It really does take a small village, but it is a viable option, and lay people do it all the time in our office. We find over 200 carriers a year for couples, and they're all your normal everyday couples, with the exception of a few celebrities that come through, and they're no different than anybody else. A celebrity who comes and an ordinary couple, they want the same thing. They want a family.
But John, you know to some degree it's still controversial, because it's legal aspects wrapped up in emotional aspects, right?
Yeah.
If the gestational carrier wants to reduce if it's twins, that's going to be her right, yes?
Yeah, now you just hit on something, though. I think the safest way to go for anybody out there that's considering it is having a gestational carrier who is not related, so she's not related to the baby.
Right.
And yes, you have to decide everything up front. If you put in more than one embryo, are you going to do selective reduction? You both have to agree. How much contact are you going to have during the pregnancy? And afterwards, I mean, our surrogate, Deborah Bullock, and she was out in Ohio, one of the states that's, you know, good for this. She's a part of our lives. You know, she'll get flowers.
You still keep in contact.
Oh, on Mother's Day coming up, she's getting flowers from us. And she is very much a part of our family. And I want our children to know her and to be thankful for what she did.
Discussion Forum.
七嘴八舌讨论区。
Ethical dilemma. Is surrogacy right?
道德的两难抉择。 代孕究竟对不对？
From what I've heard, you have to be a millionaire to go through with it. If you are loaded, go for it. If you are strapped for cash, you'll have to find another option.
Look at these celebrities. They don't want to take time off work or ruin their careers by getting preggers, so they get someone to do it for them. If they are so busy, they shouldn't be having kids.
Of course it's right. Surrogacy is giving children to couples who wouldn't be able to have children otherwise. If you don't agree, you need your head read.
There are so many children who need homes already in the world. Infertile couples should be adopting.
I read about that singer, Clay Aiken. He got his friend to put a bun in the oven for him. Now the gays think they can start a family. It's not natural.
These surrogate mothers are poor women who are getting knocked up for cash. It's absolute exploitation.
Sometimes adoption has too many hoops to jump through. Everyone has the right to have a child that is biologically theirs. Surrogacy is making genuine, loving families.
Regardless of how a baby comes into this world, the only thing we need to worry about is that the baby is loved and cared for. As long as Bubs is the priority, everything else is inconsequential.
Notes. Surrogacy.
代孕.
Donor.
捐献.
Sperm.
精子.
Radiation.
放射.
Embryo.
胚胎.
Miscarry.
流产.
In vitro fertilization.
试管内受精.
Fanfare.
虚张声势.
Backlash.
对抗性的反应.
Antithesis.
对立面.
Conceive.
怀孕.
Viable.
可行的.
Counterbalance.
使平衡.
Sensationalistic.
引起轰动的.
Scrutiny.
详细检查.
Gestational.
怀孕的. 有妊娠反应的.